Colorado's colleges and universities have moved to remote learning because of the COVID-19 outbreak. The online format works well for most classes, but what about those that are more hands-on or involve interacting with others? As KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, a teaching hospital is navigating how to remotely educate students and serve patients.
Caitlin Sisk grew up in the town of Erie on what she calls a four-acre family hobby farm. Her mom is a fiber artist, so they had lots of pets, including Angora rabbits, cashmere goats, and a horse. It helped her focus in on a career path.
I think it just sort of like fell in my lap that it just seemed easy to me being around animals and working with them.
The 31-year-old is in her final year of pursuing a Doctor of Veterinary Medicine degree at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. She's studying small animals. In mid-March, the veterinary teaching hospital moved all of its classes to online.
That's easy to do for some of those didactic lectures, you know, maybe not as good.
Felix Dewar is a professor who works at the hospital.
You know, if you have a class of 130-something in front of you, you know, you can do that online as well.
They've also put medical cases online and created other tools that will be useful to the students even after the pandemic ends.
In rounds with the students, we would sit in front of a computer and be like, hey, can you point at where you see the abnormality that we're concerned about? And now we just do that online and everybody can do it at the same time.
But Dewar says the hands-on part of the program is much more difficult to duplicate digitally.
Part of the clinical rotation is we're going to be looking at a dog that has a lameness and then feeling the knee. Is it warmer? Is there instability? All that. And that obviously cannot be done via the computer. So that's probably our biggest challenge.
Not only have classes moved online, but the hospital staff is now using telemedicine to treat animals with non-emergency illnesses. Teresa Winland is a third-year sports medicine and rehabilitation resident.
I've never done a distance fitting before, so I'm going to apologize a little bit here that it just might be a little trial and error.
Today she's on a video call with a woman whose six-year-old poodle Oliver tore an Achilles tendon.
So you're just going to kind of pop it on the back of his leg over the ankle.
Before the statewide stay-at-home order, Oliver was diagnosed in person and a custom brace was ordered for him. But once the hospital closed to non-emergency patients, the brace was shipped to the owner. Winland is showing her how to put it on.
Move your hand up and give the pad a little squeeze so that you're squeezing the pad onto his foot. There you go. And then you're pulling that strap snugly across his foot.
After the fitting, I talked to Winland on Zoom. She was a CSU student and remembers the importance of the clinical hands-on rotations.
I think we're all worried that people are going to miss out on valuable experiences. And so we're trying to find ways to teach while also still providing services and help to owners and their pets.
Fourth-year student Caitlin Sisk is still learning a lot online. She's on a 2-week orthopedic rotation and watched Oliver's brace fitting.
They like literally talked him through like every single piece of fitting it and then had the dog walk and see if it looked like it was fitting appropriately. So we still could do like a lot of what they were going to do. It's harder when you can't put your hands on it, but I think it's still working.
But it hasn't been easy. Students are watching consults and surgeries and studying interactive videos. But Sisk has found a way to still get to the hands-on part of the coursework.
I'm lucky because I have a cat and a dog, so I can kind of like go through the video and like pause it and like palpate my dog and then keep going. So I think it is like a little bit more active learning. Like you have to be motivated to do it.
Sisk is an extrovert, and she was worried about being stuck at home and not interacting with the other people in her program. But something unexpected happened.
I feel way closer to these people. I know that it's kind of weird because you'd think that you wouldn't feel close to them when you're sitting in opposite houses. But like you see their house, you see their animals come up behind them and like come say hi. And I don't know. So it feels like you get to see like a little piece of them and their family, which I think is like something we don't really get at school. Like we're all business.
Sisk is graduating in May. Then she's planning to move and start a job at an animal hospital in Boulder. But when it comes to mapping out the next couple of months, Sisk says, we'll see what happens. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.